He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the February 7th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we've got a downdraft in the market today. My indicators have been showing that the market was a little overbought here, a little bit overheated. What have we had, six straight up weeks in the market? Well, we're down a little bit today. The Dow is down 192 points. That is about an 0.8% drop in the Dow today. We're 25,198. The S&P 500 down 23 points. That is almost 0.9%, 2,708. Looks like we're going to break our weekly win streak here this week, unless we get a big day tomorrow. What's causing this? Well, more on that in a minute. The NASDAQ's down 69 to 7306. The NASDAQ is down 0.9%. The Russell 2000 faring a little bit better than the other big U.S. indexes. The Russell is down 0.6% this morning. And as you would expect, crude oil is also down 78 cents. They seem to run together, oil and the stock market. Crude oil is at $53.23. Gold is down 20 cents to 13.14. Silver down a penny to 15.69. We've got a little bit of strength in the U.S. dollar today. That's also impacting the market. And right now we've got that all-important 10-year bond at 2.66%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, it looks like we're back to global growth concerns today, particularly in Europe. And I've been warning about Europe for quite some time about how they are on the verge of slipping into a recession. And I heard some of the pundits this morning saying, well, what can Europe do? They have their interest rates as low as they can go. They have their money printing machine continuing to spit out money, and yet their economy continues to sink and continues to move towards recession. But the one idea that the pundits aren't mentioning is they could do a dose of fiscal policy. I mean, they could give an across-the-board tax cut to the major corporations or something, I don't know, some kind of fiscal stimulus to stimulate that economy, but they're relying upon monetary policy alone, and they're getting the same results that we got for 8 years while we relied upon monetary policy alone. Well, that's what's weighing on the market today. Yesterday, we had a little bit of red in the market. The concerns over whether or not the government will shut down again. Remember, that agreement that they came to open up the government was like a three-week patch, right? And I don't think they've made a whole lot of progress. I haven't heard Nancy Pelosi say, okay, here's the money for your darn wall. And I haven't heard Trump say, well, maybe we can do without a wall. The two sides seem to be dug in the sand. So there's that worry. What if we go on a government shutdown again? And, of course, we've got the big powwow again next week, with this time our U.S. reps flying to China. And it's the A-team to try to bring that agreement to a head. So we had kind of a down day yesterday. It's spilling over into today with Europe leading the market downward. The news out of Europe And it, look, up until yesterday, we had a five-game win streak going. So, you know, we can't complain too much here. European Union cuts its economic growth outlook. Lingering concerns over slowing global growth weigh on investor sentiment. Well, where have you heard that before? If it's not worries about China slowing down, now it's worries about Europe continuing to slow down. Well, they've trimmed their 2019 GDP growth forecast. This is the European Union doing this. This is not the International Monetary Fund. This is the European Union, who should have a pretty good pulse, finger on the pulse of the European economy. They're cutting their forecast from 1.9 down to 1.3. And of course, you still have that big Brexit issue out there. They are keeping interest rates the same, which shouldn't surprise anybody. They're trying to get by on low interest rates. But it's not working. GDP growth forecasts in Europe cut from 1.9 down to 1.3%. Weighing on the market today, Germany down 1.8%, France down 1.1%. And of course, we heard last week that Italy is now officially in recession, and Germany is right on the cusp of recession. Big deal in the banking industry, particularly down here in the Southeast where I'm at. You know, there's a lot of BBT banks in this neck of the woods. BBT is headquartered in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And there's a lot of SunTrust banks down here in this neck of the woods. SunTrust Bank is headquartered in, Atlanta. Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. SunTrust is a $29 billion company. BBT is a $39 billion company. Those are two good-sized banks. Well, they're going to be one big bank now. Add those two together, and if the regulators allow it, you'll have a $66 billion bank. BBT and SunTrust agree to join forces in an all-stock merger of equals, valued at $66 billion. All right, so there's a little bit of M&A activity. The British pound dropping today after the Bank of England cuts its 2019 outlook. What is the England looking for? The UK economy increased by 0.3% in the last 3 months of last year. UK growth appears to have weakened further in early 2019. The Bank of England cuts its economic forecast for 2019 from 1.7 down to 1.2. So not only is the EU cutting its forecast, but you've also got the UK, which is currently a part of the EU, cutting its forecast. Where is the strongest economy in the world right now? Well, if you fact check it, I mean, the one that continues to gather steam is right here in the U.S., and that's what Donald Trump talked about in his State of the Union the other night. We did get a new economic report here this morning. Jobless claims, initial jobless claims, which come out every Thursday, initial jobless claims were down 19,000 to 234,000. That's a little bit over the consensus, but still very, very low. In fact, recently we hit a 50-year low with the print below 200,000. So the job market in the U.S. continues to be very, very good. It has not led to inflation yet. Well, there's a lot of companies in the news today. Very busy day as it relates to earnings. Some very important companies like Twitter, like Philip Morris, like Kellogg, like good old Chipotle, like T-Mobile, Fiat Chrysler, Tata Motors, who makes Jaguar and Land Rover, Cardinal Health, Sanofi, Costco, iRobot. Wow, how are they doing with that iRobot lawnmower? That's what I want to know. Callaway Golf in the news today. Match.com, Alliance Data Systems. Oh boy, Tapestry. We got a lot to talk about today. And of course, when I do the newsletter tomorrow, I will update those all-important S&P 500 earnings numbers. What has been keeping this bull market alive? Earnings, earnings, earnings. As long as those earnings of the S&P 500 continue to go up year after year, they won't forever. Eventually, we'll level off and start to recede. And that will be a recession in earnings. And that will more than likely lead us into the next bear market. Where are we at right now in that earnings picture? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, from time to time, big blockbuster IPOs come along. We're waiting on several this year, Airbnb, Lyft, Uber, a few others. Pinterest is coming along. Well, let's go back in time to November, late November of 2013. Now, remember, we've had a pretty good bull market going during this period of time from 2013 up until today. Well, there was a company called Twitter that went public back in November of 2013. A lot of people on Twitter. I don't know how many users there are. I should have looked it up, but a lot. Okay, a lot of eyeballs on Twitter. And I know how important, I was raised in the advertising business. I know how important eyeballs are, but the problem that I can see with Twitter is they have not done a very good job of monetizing those eyeballs that view their platform and use their platform. Why would I say that? Well, Twitter, who can tell me what price Twitter went public at back on 11/29/2013? Twitter went public at $26 per share. How many years ago was that? 6 years ago? 5 years ago? 5.5 years ago. $26 per share was the IPO price. Since then, well, Twitter saw its high that year. It was one of the hot IPOs of the year, if not the hottest IPO of the year. Twitter ran up to $74 before all was said and done in 2013, from 26 to 74. Well, it's never seen that high again. Now you look at this stock 5.5 years later. It's trading 30 million shares today. Twitter is a $31 stock. It's gone up $5 per share in 5.5 years. That's how I can say that they haven't monetized their viewers and their users very well. In fact, if you look at the earnings growth, they didn't have hardly any earnings growth for the first 5 years. Very little earnings growth. It's only been recently that they started to get some earnings growth, but still, there's not a lot of earnings, bottom line earnings at Twitter. Now, their most recent quarter that they reported, earnings were up 63%. You say, well, that sounds pretty good, but 31 cents per share, you can multiply that out by how many shares outstanding, and you'll see that there's not a big fat profit margin there at Twitter, TWTR, which is now a $23 billion company. Their sales are up 24% year over year. Now let's just take a look. I judge stocks. My two biggest ways of judging companies, the two biggest criteria that I use are, number one, performance, relative performance, alpha, relative strength. They're all one and the same. Twitter has done a very poor job. In fact, if you go back 5 years ago today, Twitter has averaged returns to shareholders' pockets of minus 7.3% per year, while the market has been positive. That's the S&P 500. By 7.3% per year. There's certainly no alpha there. In fact, there's not any returns there. And in fact, there's been negative returns over the last 5 years. And again, since their existence, since they've started as a company, the stock is up $5. It's gone from 26 to 31. So, you know, the performance of the stock is just not there. Now, it's had a pretty good 12-month period of time, and things have improved recently. Okay, over the last 3 years, they've focused more on earnings and monetizing their platform. Over the last 3 years, Twitter has delivered better returns, 26% per year, while the market's delivered 11%. And over the last 12 months, the stock up 35%, market down 5.7%. So their short-term performance has been pretty good. But when you look at the performance since inception and over the last 5 years, they don't have a 10-year rate yet. It's been pretty dismal. Been a very disappointing stock. Now let's look at it from a valuation point of view. That's the other important criteria that I measure stocks by. Twitter is now a $25 billion company. It has a P.E. ratio. I show a P.E. ratio of 97. Price to sales, 7.2. Those are all very high. Price to book, 3.5. Forward P.E. ratio, 37. Okay. That is up against an expected growth rate going forward of 22% per year. So it's got a 37 forward PE, expected growth rate of 22. That's a PEG ratio of 1.69. I like PEG ratios more down closer to that one area. And while I can make a pretty good case for some valuation there on Twitter, this quarter certainly is not going to help. The stock is down 9.4% today after they beat earnings by 6 cents. They beat on revenue, but it's all about the guidance that they're giving. In my universe of 5,077, Twitter comes in at number 662. It's not a stock that I own. I don't know that I've ever owned it in my premier growth portfolios or in my ultra growth. That's probably where it would belong. But if I'm looking to narrow down my roster to the 25 best ultra growth small mid-cap stocks out there in the market today, or even large cap stocks, in my book, Twitter does not make the cut. Now, I do like Jack Dorsey's other stock, but I have never been a fan of Twitter, the stock, based on the performance of the stock and based on the valuation of the stock. Other big stocks in the news today, and we will put them under the microscope here. Philip Morris beats by 8 cents. That's a very big dividend payer. Kellogg of Battle Creek, Chipotle. I'm always interested to see. Now, Chipotle is a turnaround story. Chipotle was in big, big trouble as a company, as a stock. And I have to say, I am very impressed with the turnaround that is taking place at Chipotle. Let's look at the numbers on Chipotle CMG when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Will it be interesting tomorrow as I write the weekly newsletter to see just where we are in this earnings season, which we should have a pretty good feel for where this quarter that ended in the on December 31st, 2018 is going to end up. As of last week, we're looking for a 12.9% bump in earnings versus the same quarter last year. I think the more important number is the quarter that we're currently in. This quarter that we're currently in, which is now, what, five weeks out of 12 weeks into it, 13 weeks into it, we could actually have our first negative comparison quarter over quarter in a long, long time. Well, we're up against some very tough comparisons because now we're into comparing quarters with the tax cut quarters of last year. But it is earnings, earnings, earnings that drive stocks, drive stock indexes, individual stocks, etc. And that's why I focus so much on earnings here. If you own your own business and you want to increase the value of your business, increase the earnings of the business. We've seen a lot of examples of companies that have had exploding sales. Their sales are increasing wildly, but their earnings aren't increasing wildly. I think Twitter is a good example of that. I think that Snapchat is an excellent example of that. It's one thing to increase sales, but if you're not dropping more and more to the bottom line, that's what really makes your company more valuable, whether it's a publicly traded company or a privately held company. Okay, before I get into Chipotle, I have to do a big one. I have to throw a big one in there once in a while because I know that a lot of people out there own these great big stocks. From my perspective, the years I've been in the business, over two decades now, I see stocks like Philip Morris, Johnson & Johnson, and Kimberly-Clark, and a lot of these slow growth companies. I tend to see them amongst the very large wirehouse firms. They like to peddle, own, pitch these kinds of stocks because they're big household names that people feel comfortable with. And, yeah, they can always say, well, that stock isn't going anywhere. It's been around forever, you know. Let's just take Philip Morris. Let's give an example here of Philip Morris, which is headquartered in New York, New York. There's a couple of lessons here in this analysis. Number one, do not chase stocks for big dividend yields. You know, I was a very active writer on Seeking Alpha. I was contributing a lot of articles to them, and I just saw that whole website and their articles drifting towards big dividend-paying stocks and REITs, and it really just lost its cutting-edge type of, content for me, and I just quit writing for them. You know, I wrote some good articles on stocks that were a little bit under the radar, and we don't know if we want to print this or not. I just said, you know what, I don't need this anymore. So I really don't write for them anymore. I see more articles about Philip Morris on their website and other big dividend pairs. So here's the attraction, all right, to a retiree. They pay a dividend yield of 5.9%. I can live on 5.9% on my money. But you're leaving a big part of the equation out of that dividend yield of 5.9%. Total return is growth, the capital appreciation or capital depreciation, and the dividend combined together equal total return. Now, my app, the Best Stocks Now app, shows the total returns of Philip Morris, okay? This includes the dividend. Over the last 12 months, Philip Morris is down 24%. Well, there's been all kinds, you know, there's always going to be litigation issues, regulatory issues with the tobacco industry. Philip Morris is down 24%. You know what? I can already hear someone say, but I'm still getting my 5.9% dividend. Well, okay, but the stock went down by 29%. Okay, you add back your dividend, your total return over the last 12 months is minus 24%. In other words, if you had $100,000 invested in Philip Morris a year ago, today it's worth $76,000. How is that a good investment? I'm still getting my 5.9% dividend yield. Okay, all right, I give up then. Over the last 3 years, the stock has gone nowhere. Minus 0.8%. Market 11.1. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 4.2% per year. Market 7.3. And there's a lot more risk in owning Philip Morris than there is in owning the S&P 500. But I promise, if you go to Seeking Alpha today, if you go to Seeking Alpha tomorrow, you're going to see a headline of an article written by some knucklehead somewhere, why I'm backing up the truck and loading up on Philip Morris stock. Well, I'm not backing up the truck, and I'm not loading up on Philip Morris stock, despite a 5.9% dividend. Philip Morris currently ranks number 600. I'm surprised it ranks that high, to be honest. Out of 5,077, I concentrate in the top about 300. Don't go chasing dividends. Isn't there a song? Oh, that was "Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls." Well, don't go chasing dividends either. I've seen too many 5% and 6% dividend yields attached to stocks that have been going down. Consider that Philip Morris was $123 in 2017, and today it's $76 per share. That is a big, big loss during a bull market. In addition to that, their earnings have been going down by 3% per year. All right, the cigarette smoking, thank goodness, is not a growth industry anymore. Now let's take a look at Chipotle. That is an outstanding turnaround. Do you know that Chipotle went from $758 per share clear down to $352? It lost half, more than half of its value. They had a problem. Their burritos were serving up guacamole and pork and carnitas and a little bit of E. coli on the side. That was a major problem, especially when a company prided itself on clean food and naturally sourced and all this and that. Their earnings went from $15 a share back in 2015 all the way down to $1.28 per share in 2016. And guess what? One, two, three, 5 years later, they're finally back to $15 per share, and they're growing again. In fact, last year, their earnings were up, or this year, their earnings are expected to be up 35%. Their earnings are expected to be up another 28% next year. Well, they're up against pretty good comparisons right now. But still, my hat is off to Chipotle for turning things around. I still don't eat at Chipotle, CMG. You know, look, I grew up in the next to the border where there's an authentic taco shop on every corner. It's hard for me to go into Chipotle. Well, anyways, Chipotle's earnings up 28% quarter over quarter. Their sales up 10% quarter over quarter. Chipotle dazzles with 66% digital sales growth. Yes, they'll digitally deliver. I think they can't do that. That's coming down the road somehow, that you'll be able to reach right into your iPhone and reach in and get your burrito. But anyways, let's just take a look at Chipotle's numbers, all right? Chipotle, CMG, is over the last 12 months, the stock is up 73%, market down 5.7%. But they had a bad stretch, a real bad stretch of 5 years. You know, this reminds me of the Domino's, the turnaround at Domino's. Remember when they were running commercials on how bad their pizza was? You couldn't tell the difference between the cardboard and the crust? That's not good. Well, anyways, Domino's turned things around. Domino's is actually a pretty good stock these days. And it looks like Chipotle is returning to, superstar status. It's now back to being a $14 billion market cap company. I have a 5-year valuation of 920. It's still not a top rank in my stock because it's still carrying around that baggage of those 3 to 5 years of performance that were terrible. But guess what? It's breaking out to new all-time highs, not all-time highs, 52-week highs today. And looks like Chipotle has got its momentum back. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm trying to narrow it down here. There's three companies. T-Mobile, they reported earnings. They recently combined with Sprint. When we did our workshops up in the Washington area, we're going to get back to Washington. We weren't too far from the T-Mobile campus there. We've also got iRobot in the news today, one of the more innovative stocks of our time, inventing robots that perform domestic chores, both inside and outside of the home. We do have a Roomba vacuum at our house. The cat loves it. He just loves it when he gets to chase that thing around the house. Or I could take a look here at... what was the other one I was looking at here? iRobot those are probably the two best ones. Let's do, or Fortinet. Yeah, Fortinet's a good one too. FTNT, which is a cyber security company. I think I'm going to zero in here in this last little bit and take a look at T-Mobile. You know, he's been on Cramer's show so many times. He's a very good promoter for his company, John Ledger. And, of course, T-Mobile did a lot of advertising during the Super Bowl. They're trying to play in a big space there where Verizon and AT&T dominate. But T-Mobile has its slice of the pie. How has John Ledger done as a CEO of a company in a very competitive space? Well, TMUS, which came in today and beat earnings by a little bit and guided just a little bit lower. So right now, T-Mobile, TMUS, is down. No, it's actually up, having a good day. It's up almost 1.4%. How has T-Mobile performed over the years? And where is it ranked in the Best Stocks Now app? Well, over the last 10 years since T-Mobile has been a publicly traded company, I don't believe there's a dividend yield here. If you want a dividend, you're going to have to go to Verizon and AT&T, but in exchange, you're not going to get any profit growth. AT&T hasn't seen any growth in a long time, and of course, Verizon, very sluggish, single-digit growth. On the other hand, T-Mobile, their most recent quarter, their sales or their earnings were up 61%, but it varies wildly. You know, I look at their last four quarters, 0% growth, 25% growth, back down to 8% growth, and then up to 61% growth. Very choppy. And the stock has been pretty choppy over the years. Stocks follow earnings. And if you have choppy earnings, you get choppy stock price. Well, over the last 10 years, TMUS has delivered to investors a total return of 10.6% per year. During that same period of time, the stock market has delivered 12.5% per year. So the Bellevue headquartered company has trailed the S&P 500 over the last 10 years. However, over the last 5, 3, and 1 year, it's done pretty well. In fact, over the last 5 years, T-Mobile has delivered to investors 18% per year returns on their investment in the stock, while the S&P 7.3. Over the last 3 years, 20% per year for T-Mobile, market 11. And over the last year, T-Mobile up 10, market down 5.7. It actually gets a performance grade of B+ when I compare it against the other 5,076 components of my BestStocksNow.com database. From a valuation perspective, the stock currently has a P/E ratio of 13. I show 13. It has price to sales 1.36, price to book 2.42. They're expected to grow by 6% per year. 6% per year. That pretty much knocks it out of the running for my premier growth portfolio, with anticipated earnings growth of 6% per year over the next 5 years. When I carry out their earnings estimates over the next 5 years, put a multiple on it, I get a target price of 120. 5 years from now, that gives it 79% upside potential over the next 5 years. And when I add in their performance numbers over the year, shake it all together, I get a stock that is ranked at number 1,806 out of 5,077. Well, we're getting news now out of Larry Kudlow that the U.S. and China are still far apart on a trade deal, and the Dow now down 207 points. So, you know, we keep hearing, we hear from one guy, we're getting close. Was it Wilbur Ross that said we're miles and miles away from a trade deal? Now it's Larry Kudlow saying we're a long ways from a trade deal, and of course they're going to be meeting next week. That seems to be the biggest item hanging over the market right now is China. It's no longer the Fed. The Fed has backed off. But having said that, you know, we've had a pretty good start to the market here in 2019. A lot of the leading stocks have assumed leadership once again. How long this can last, it depends on earnings. I will give you an update on the current earnings picture of the market tomorrow in my newsletter, a very comprehensive newsletter. It's my internal research. You can get that by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, I am not an asset allocator. I don't use the formula that most of the wealth management firms around America use these days, which is asset allocation, bonds, and stocks. I'm not a big fan of bonds in this environment that we're in right now, so I don't use the standard cookie-cutter allocation model, nor do I use the extremely passive model where nothing is done, nothing is tweaked, hardly at all, when conditions in the world can change rapidly. As you know, we're eventually going to go into a recession at some point in time. Earnings are going to start going down in the S&P 500 at some point in time. I like to be a little bit nimble, a little bit flexible, and a little bit unconstrained. If you'd like to talk to us, Gunderson Capital Management, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. All right, have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.